Good day to you. Welcome to Chimes. I'm Paul Gough, brought to you by the Community Radio Network right around the country, heard first on 2SER in Sydney. This is a program that celebrates great guitar music. I've got fantastic sounds for you, new and old, and we'll diversify a little, moving away from some of the atypical indie jangle with some excellent new releases that still have that guitar sound, but they, I guess, flesh out the songs in maybe a slightly different way. We'll hear from the likes of Wilson, Tamsin Wilson. Her name's spelled differently to the way she spells Wilson. Confusing, but we'll clarify that later. We'll hear from Addy. We'll hear from Ree Seraphin. These are names that are unfamiliar. Good. I want you to find new music, and I'll be shining a light on some fantastic new sounds. But let's start with a trio from Brighton who emerged on the excellent Sarah Records imprint out of Bristol. The label started in the late 80s and really shot to the forefront of creating wonderful pop music with a slightly twee edge. We're going to focus on a group, Brighter, who were led by singer-songwriter guitarist Kerris Howard, and a couple of his mates joined to make up a three-piece. They recorded four singles and an album for Sarah Records, and their sound, for me, is absolutely beautiful. We'll start with this one. I Don't Think It Matters.
We'll be right back.
Well, there is Mr. Sunshine Psych Pop Doug Tuttle back with a brand new single after last year's excellent album that was one of my favourites of 2019. It's a single that's come out on a French label. Anywhere You Run is the track. And he really, in the last couple of years, has absolutely nailed that particular dreamy, almost like 70s radio with a very psyche twist. The album from last year, Dream Road, I would recommend to you, and check out this brand new single that's just come out from Doug Tuttle. I played for you Anywhere You Run. Both sides are really beautiful, and it's on limited edition black and blue vinyl. April 3rd, it will be out, so you've still got a bit of time to go looking for it before it disappears. We started with Brighter, and you can find their music on Bandcamp. Sarah Records have put up a lot of their releases. That one from a release called Disney and Other Singles, and it sort of collates all their 7-inch and EP output, and the excellent I Don't Think It Matters. This is Chimes on 2SER. Now, to an artist that I discovered last year, although I think Why Bonnie had been around for a little while, Blair Howerton makes music under that name, and she has a bunch of friends, a bit like Brighter, joining to make up. Often there is that one creative hub in a group. Often they share the spoils, but Blair definitely is front and centre for Why Bonnie. She released a great EP last year and is back now with her first major release, I guess major in the sense it's not self-released, on the Fat Possum imprint. Voice Box is the name of the EP. See if you like this one from Why Bonnie, Voice Box.
It's the
This is Chimes on 2SER. Would you like to get in touch? I'd love to hear from you. My email is chimes@2ser.com. Chimes@2ser.com. Write to me wherever you are, because, of course, this program goes out thanks to the Community Radio Network Australia-wide. So wherever you are, I'd love to hear from you. A track there from the Orioles. And I know that the parents of one of the band members was in a band I loved in the 80s. Of course, I can't remember that information now. So there's a lineage of making great pop music in the core of the Orioles. Their last album was a ripper, but this one takes on a whole bunch of new inputs, I guess you would say, from disco funk to dreamy pop to slight touches of exotica. And that guitar line that we've mentioned before on the program, the jangle funk of the likes of Nile Rodgers influenced bands, Chic and the likes, permeates this release called Disco Volador from the Orioles. Check this album out because it's an absolute ripper. The track I shared with you was Memoirs of Mezzo. Really, really beautiful. And we started with a track from Why Bonnie, and her EP dropped just about a week or so ago on the Fat Possum label, Voice Box, and that's the title track from it. This is Chimes on 2SER. We go across the timeline. We're about to head back to the late 70s and a group that would fall into the camp of power pop, writing really fantastic earworms. There are so many great bands that have sort of gone along with that style of sound, and I'm very much enamored of it. I guess you can really pair it back to the sound of the Beatles. They are a big influence on the music of this particular styling. And we're going to hear a track from the Sponge Tones, who grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and their desire to play the Beatles and music of the 60s permeates all their sound. Very big fans of the British Invasion era, and their guitar lines fit the program perfectly. One thing I like about this, I was reading that when they recorded their album, they were in the studio at the same time as REM were recording Reckoning, or one of their albums anyway. And it just happened that because they were sort of next door neighbours, they got all of REM to do hand claps on one of the tracks on their album. If you don't know the Sponge Tones, they're sort of more recent in my memory as well, but I was going through and having a listen the other day and thought this track would be perfect for the program. This is the Sponge Tones and Better Take It Easy.
Your heart instead of your mind. You know someday you will find stood empty. Nobody thought there would be family left behind the windows or a Christmas tree. Then a couple from up north, Sorrow and his wife, arrived before the sun had left the streets. They were living inside. Then before too long, the street it rang with the sound. From number three there came the cry, SF Sorrow is born. SF Sorrow is born. SF Sorrow is born. SF Sorrow. SF Sorrow. SF Sorrow is born.
To SCR Chimes and heard around the country thanks to the Community Radio Network. I'm Paul Gough, and yes, I'm a total freak when it comes to listening to music and sharing music. That's the pretty things, and I promise so often to play more 60s influenced music, and sometimes I just forget because there are lots of great new releases, but it's about time that I shared with you this classic English rock band that formed back in 63 and released so many fantastic albums. One of those sort of, I guess you'd call them second tier bands, because everyone was looking at the Stones and the Beatles, but I think the Pretty Things have given us some wonderful albums to go back and really digest and enjoy. And one of my favourites is SF Sorrow, released in 68, and is a rock concept album. A lot of people shy away from that kind of styling. They get a bit freaked out. And of course, progressive music, as time went on, turned their attention to that sort of idea, and even double and triple concept albums, which does a lot of people's head in. But this one is a ripper, and it's based on a short story by singer Phil May. A collection of songs that follow a cycle tells the story of Sebastian F. Sorrow, from birth through love, war, tragedy, madness, and the disillusionment of old age. I'm slowly getting to that point. SF Sorrow is Born was the track I shared with you, the opening track from the album, obviously. I've just given you that story from The Pretty Things. If you don't know the album, go and check it out. We started with The Sponge Tones and Better Take It Easy. This is Chimes on 2SR. Still to come on the program, I'm going to share with you one of my favourite bands that emerged out of Adelaide called Bitch Prefect. Well, they've ditched the bitch, and they are now just called Prefect, and they've got a new release that has just come out on cassette, so I'll share a track with that with you shortly. Now to a group that I have to say, I maybe remember them, I don't know. There's just too many bands, and often there'll be groups that have certain names that they all start to sound the same after a while. Sisu, are from Wales and make really catchy music, and they have a new album that is about to drop in a couple of weeks' time. We're going to hear from them. They're influenced by Yellow Tango, Courtney Barnett and Granddaddy. And then we'll hear from Sea Pony, which was, when I was looking at them, I for some reason thought of the indie pop trio from Seattle. They don't really sound alike, but hey, there's sea in the title. Let's sort of get wet and enjoy the sounds of Sea Zoo.
Time for this rhyme. There's gotta be a rhyme that fits. Make it quick, makes it wonderful. Waves come in and just let it go. Gotta be truth to this. It feels good, good to be an optimist. Illuminate, make it beautiful. Duplicate and just let it go. This is a remember. This is a remember. The pleasure, the pleasure. Big old sky to see. Now generate, just let it overflow. Fabricate and just let it go. This is a remember. This is a remember. The pleasure, the pleasure. This is a remember. This is a remember. This is a remember, the pleasure, the pleasure. This is a remember. This is a remember. This is a remember. The pleasure, the pleasure.
That's the sounds of Sea Pony and the track Blue Star. A group who, their first single, I remember when it came out, Dreaming, was an absolute bomb. People went nuts for it. And I guess another, you know, there's a lot of bands of that particular timeline with, I guess the internet does this. It sort of pushes everyone forward. There's a lot of excitement and the next big thing comes along and it sort of dies down a little. But the group decided to call it a day back in 2015, but then emerged back in 2017 saying, hey, we've got a new single out. So who knows the whereabouts or what they're up to these days. Sea Pony. Still good music, I have to say. I just said it, the track, didn't I? Blue Star was what I played for you. We started with Sea Zoo and The Pleasure. And this group, I'm a very big fan of the music that comes out of Wales. There's something really special or something in the water, a bit like New Zealand for me with the music that comes from there. That's the opening track from their brand new album that'll be out April 3rd from Sea Zoo. And they themselves say they also agree with the Yellow Tango line, but they also say there's a little bit of Pavement in there. Having only heard that particular song, I'll let you decide when the album comes out. But The Pleasure from Sea Zoo, the album's called Joy. They're all about happiness. This is Chimes on 2SER. This next one is, again, an artist that I wasn't too familiar with, and I love finding new music, and then I love sharing it with you. This is a chap, Adam Watkins, who, again, draws a whole bunch of people in to help him flesh out the ideas that he's had. And they record under the name Addy, A-D-D-Y. Their earlier EPs were a little more electronic influence folk music. But there is this jangly edge to the sound. And I think I said at the start of this program, I'm not going for straight out indie jangle that I have played on other programs. There'll be a little bit of that here and there. But I'm sort of skirting the edges and finding groups that have a particular guitar sound, as I said, that I like to showcase on this show, but also write great songs. This is a really beautiful new release from Addy that has come out called Eclipse, and I'm going to share this one with you. This is Equinox.
Spring equinox. this how it's always been? Down to be down.
That is such a beautiful song and a great album, and I really recommend you go and discover, if you don't know, the music of Tamsin Wilson, who records as a trio called Wilson. Now, what really I found confusing at first and thought when I first read about them that somebody had made a mistake Her name is spelled W-I-L-S-O-N, but the band is W-I-L-S-E-N. I'm not sure why that is the case. But their debut album that came out in 2017, I Go Missing in My Sleep, just incredibly atmospheric and gorgeous sounds. But as I listen to the latest album, again, as I said, it's stretching the kind of music I normally play here on Chimes. But for me, it's not out of place. Really a gorgeous brand new release. And I think they've just even taken it above where they were with that previous album, which I loved a lot. Really excited about this new one from Wilson. The album is called Ruiner and it came out just last week. Excellent trio, excellent release. Come out on the Secret City Record imprint. And you can find it on Bandcamp. So that way you can go and have a little bit of a listen, but recommended it to you from Wilson. And we started out with Addy from Richmond, Virginia. Adam Watkins has just really fleshed out this particular latest release a little away from the pure or less of the electronics and more of an acoustic or band-like feel to the recording. Still, there's some drum machine and stuff like that coming through, but yeah, a really powerful release. This is Chimes on 2SER, and in just a moment, we'll catch up with Prefect.
From the team behind Clipped Music Video Festival comes Clipped TV Premieres. Check out the latest unreleased music videos from Australia's most talented artists and filmmakers. Join our next premiere on March 17, where we showcase the latest from the likes of Miss Tandy, Efor Echo, Mathis and Dooley. Screenings are followed by exclusive Q&As with the creators, then a networking happy hour. Tickets available from ourgoldenage.com.au. 2SER is a media partner of Clip TV Music Video Premieres.
Now, I love a lot of pop music, and it really varies from very polished sounding music through to more lo-fi, or I guess there's a lot of great Aussie bands that I love that have a particular twang in their vocal that some people don't get. I know I share it with some of my family members and they look at me and they go, can they actually sing? I'm not casting any kind of ideas that they can't or can, but I just love the sound, the way it kind of comes through. And when Bitch Prefect started releasing music, I was absolutely smitten because I loved their catchy songs. Their vocals were a little bit skew-iff, but the music of Liam Kenny, Pat Telfer and Scott O'Hara, originally from Adelaide, moved to Melbourne, for me was absolutely perfect. Well, Bitch Prefect have dropped the bitch from their title and are now just Prefect and have emerged after I thought they'd sort of called it a day, and are back with a new album called The Ghost. And it's fantastic. I hope you'll like this one. It's coming out on cassette too. This from Prefect is Help.
Thank you.
On 2SER. I love cassettes. I still have all the cassettes I recorded as a kid. I kid you not. This is the problem, of course. That means that my cupboards and shelves and stuff is sort of exploding with objects. I do tend these days to buy more in the digital realms, just makes it easier. But the last two tracks I played for you are both coming out on cassette. We heard there from Ari Serafin. Now, I really wouldn't know Ari Serafin if I fell over him. But from a label that I discovered in the last couple of weeks called Paisley Shirt Records, they've got a lot of releases. And based on the premise of what they say they stand by, they say, listen to The Boy in the Paisley Shirt by Television Personalities and you'll get a good idea of what we're about. I want to hear more and more from this label and I'll bring more to you over the coming weeks. This is a release that has just come out yesterday from Ari Serafin called Tiny Shapes and it is really beautiful lo-fi jangly power pop. We heard the track Today Will Be Kind from Ari Serafin and I've only heard two tracks that were available. As I said, it's just I'm looking at the date. Today's the day, but it hasn't updated on Bandcamp, so it should shortly. We started with Prefect, the album called The Ghost. This is 2SER and the program Chimes. Now to an all-time favourite group of mine. I still remember buying their early singles, obscure singles and EPs at Waterfront Records in Sydney and led me on a goose chase looking for all their works. Of course, I'd never ever be able to do this, but Guided by Voices, a group that started making music in the early 80s and Robert Pollard is the closest of anyone I've ever met to having what I would akin to musical diarrhea. He just sort of releases things in such an avalanche and you can't keep up with his ideas. Some of them, as time has gone on, have been slightly sketchy, but there's always something in there in a release. There's always an absolute gem. This is from a release that came out in 94. Their 7-inch called Get Out of My Stations, which had some absolutely beautiful tracks like Dusty Bushworms, but I'm leaning to more of the garage style of Guided by Voices with this very catchy little and very short tune. This is Melted Pat.
Oh, goodbye. Mr. Town. she's at. She's copying a buzz on something that was melted. Pat thinks that it's good, and maybe she should, 'cause it's always good. She's knocking around. She's always up to knocking around. She's always up to knocking around. She's knocking around. She's knocking around.
Whenever I listen to a Guided by Voices track, it just makes me want to go back and listen to more and more, perhaps by virtue of the fact that the tracks are all pretty much clocking around the 2 minute mark or less. They have delivered some longer songs that are brilliant. And if you are wanting a good starting point, if you don't know them so well, I know a lot of you will love them, but their album B-1000 was kind of the breakthrough album for them many, many years after they had started creating brilliant songs. I'm holding in my hand another little CD, sort of a slipcase that I just saw in my collection, Fast Japanese Spin Cycle, which I think was this EP is something that I really love. But from Get Out of My Stations, I played you Melted Pat as a way of closing this edition of Chimes, heard every Saturday on 2SER. Keep listening, because now one of my other favourite shows is about to start, the excellent Dirt Music with Stuart Coop. Have a great week, and I'll speak to you very soon.